introduce you to Jessica from Bardstown. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jessica's 5'5", has brown hair, has been married lucky 13 years.
Look at that.
Woo! Woo!
Things going all right? Need a little group therapy? What can we help with, Jessica?
That's not what I called in for.
No, that's not the segment.
Yeah, it's
not
little,
the segment I chimed in for.
That's right. Little kid drunk adult is what we're doing. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yep. You're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, is the star of each story a little kid or a drunk adult at the time?
All right.
All right.
Let's do it.
We can do it.
First one.
I fell off a horse pretending to be a rodeo star and busted my front teeth.
Aww.
Ooh. Ouchie.
Fell off a horse pretending to be a rodeo star, busting front teeth.
I could go either way.
Man, busting teeth is terrible.
Absolutely. Worse if you're an adult.
Yeah.
Because little kid, maybe.
Yeah, maybe
you
it's
still
your baby
have your,
teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you
so,
think?
So, with that, when I play this game, I always, whatever my gut tells me, I go the opposite, and I'm usually right.
Okay. All right. So, what's your gut telling you?
So, my guts tell me it's a drunk adult, so okay. I'm going to go little kid.
Little kid.
Okay.
All right, she's saying little kid. Kelly, what are you
I'll
thinking?
I'll agree.
All right, both of you said little kid.
I was a little kid.
You're
Look
right!
That!
There it is!
Awesome.
Yep. You've got the right formula.
Yep.
All right, let's figure it out.
I grew up in Texas and wanted to be a cowgirl so bad. Yep. It was one of the horse machines they used to have where you put a quarter in and ride it. Well, I guess I thought I was in a rodeo, so it started doing its thing, which, if you remember, wasn't much. So I added a little flair to the ride and lost my balance, and it went back, and I was going forward and fell off and knocked out my two front teeth.
Oh,
she added flair.
She added flair. That
was
her downfall.
That did her in.
That was her downfall.
Dang it.
Dang it. Dang it. All right. One for one. Yep. Jessica, next one. Little kid, drunk adult, speaking of teeth.
I pulled my own tooth.
All right, ladder boss.
That's it.
That's all I got.
Yep. I pulled my own tooth. I'm assuming out.
Yes. Out would be the next word. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we think?
I'm going to go drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I think so, too.
All right.
Yep.
I was a little kid.
Wow.
Oh, dang it. I thought that was the obvious answer.
Wow.
And I thought, it's going to be a tricky one. He's going to roll in and, like, do some.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, let's figure this out.
Technically, it was my friend. I had a loose tooth. So I tied a string to my tooth, and my friend took off on his bike, and my tooth came out.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
Did the old bike?
Yep.
Tooth string trick.
Yep. I don't know if we ever incorporated anything crazy like that. We just had said, "Go, Dad. Dad'll take care of that." And he.
So
that's a dad job.
Yeah, I was gonna say I was usually the guy that was extracting teeth at my house.
I was a little squeamish.
However, my daughter Isabella, she
took over
a little bit more aggressive with that, and would just be like, "I got it." And would just yank that sucker out.
Her own tooth?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
tooth. Okay. Did you ever take any of your own teeth out?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Me neither.
No.
Me neither.
No. No, I didn't.
I had like 8 teeth pulled by the dentist to avoid having braces. Then I had braces for 5 years.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Triggered trauma.
I was going to say, that was a little bit of trauma.
Trauma
there.
Response. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right,
worth
Jessica.
It, though.
One right, one wrong. Let's see if we can get this last one right.
I peed on a ping pong table and dropped a deuce in the swimming pool.
Wow, there was a lot there.
You shouldn't do either of those things in either of those places.
There was a lot there.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I'm gonna say
drunk adult.
Yeah. Drunk adult.
Yes.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes, you were.
Of course, a drunk adult.
What in the world led to that?
We had been at this party, and this girl I was interested in was talking to the biggest DB on campus. So before things got bad, my friends got me out of there. But what they didn't know is I went back over there about 1 a.m., snuck in the back, peed on the ping pong table that was on the patio, and dropped kids off at the pool. To this day, nobody knows it was me.
Oh, wow. So it was fully
retaliatory. It was revenge. It was a retaliation.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. I was going to say, like, even if you're drunk, you know what you're, like,
yeah,
you know what you're doing.
Yes, you
and
do.
In this case, he knew what he was doing.
He was doing it on purpose.
Yeah, he was doing it on purpose.
Okay.
Hey, Jessica, congrats. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
and
you
none
for
of that happened to you.
And no,
that's the best part of this
no.
game.
But yeah, we're going to
absolutely.
We're going to hook you up with a prize, so hang tight and we'll get more information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, cool. Hey, we want to hear those stories.
Yeah, we need listen for this bit to live.
Yes.
We need the story. So if you've got one, dig deep. Maybe it's something from childhood. Maybe it was something from your college days, whatever, when you were drunk. We need these stories. You give us a little teaser. You
That's
reveal
right.
the answer. You finish the story. Email the voice note, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.